Hello everyone, it's Dr. Kerry Yerke here. Thank you for joining us today for True North Practice Management's webinar on team building. This is something I know a lot about because when I first graduated, I did a lot of locums. And a locum is relief work where a doctor goes on holidays and you take over for them. And I was lucky enough to work in that field for 3 years and worked in over 50 clinics. So I really got a good exposure, good experience, seeing a number of different clinic setups, working with a number of different professionals. And at some point I became very busy and I hired someone else to work with me. So I had to delegate some of the work I had. They had to take the double bookings I had. Eventually I got triple booked. And so I trained other doctors to take over clinics. And so that locum service really expanded into other fields. I'm a chiropractor, so that was in chiropractic to start. But then it branched out into dentistry and medicine. And eventually we had over 100 people on our staff. And I had 3 full-time people working for me, including an office manager with the locum service. And then after I opened my own clinic, I built that clinic and eventually hired an associate, other health professionals, an office manager, many staff in my clinic. And so I have a lot of experience hiring. I have a lot of experience working in multiple clinic settings, building multidisciplinary clinics. So this is something that I've have a lot of experience in over my 25-year career. And so I wanted to share this with you today and talk about what you can do to build a better team. So again, my name is Dr. Kerry Yerke. I started True North Practice Management over a year ago. Today's discussion is built on a lot of the experience I've had doing locums and owning a locum service. I eventually sold that service to one of my staff members. I've owned more than one clinic, so multiple clinics. I've had associates and I've hired many staff over the years as well, both for locum service, administrative staff, professional staff, and in my own clinic. So when should you hire someone? Well, if you're new in your field and you're just starting out in practice, depending on your clinic setting, if you do have an ownership stake, you've started a clinic, or maybe you're in a management situation, you should hire someone when you need to delegate tasks. So you should really get busy yourself first. You should find ways to be efficient in what you do. And then once you reach that efficiency and you're busy enough that you would like to offload some work to someone else, that's a good time to hire someone. It could be that you hire a receptionist or an office manager first. So you could be hiring administrative people to help you with tasks that they can do, and you should only do the things that you do best. So the medical things that you were trained on that no one else can do. And then as your clinic expands, you're going to have to hire more people and other professionals if you want a multidisciplinary approach. So take care of your services and products first. Sometimes I see health professionals making a mistake where they think if they hire other professionals, they can reduce the amount of rent that they have to pay. They kind of rent out space, but that's not really a good model in my view, because they're leveraging the risk you're taking and they're leveraging what you've established, and they're just paying a flat fee. So it's better to have people that you hire that can have a vested interest in your practice. And we'll talk about that in a few slides. So it's very easy to find people now compared to the way it used to be. And You can find people on Facebook. Facebook Jobs is excellent. I like LinkedIn and LinkedIn Recruiter, LinkedIn Jobs for professionals. And there's many job banks, both government run and companies like Monster, Indeed, etc. Be as clear as possible in your description. So make sure when you're posting an ad, you be as descriptive as possible. And I would keep it general, but descriptive on the general concept. So, you know, what does the job entail? What are the responsibilities? What type of person you're looking for? And then you want to collect as much information from them. So in your forms, if you use Facebook forms or the information you want to receive from them, you want a description from them, so you want to interact with them. You want them to send in the resume or CV so you can review it. So you want to collect info from them as well. For office staff, I always use the three-step hiring process. And right now, you might want to do some of this using Zoom or Google Meet or Skype. But for the hiring process, I always use three steps. The first interview was just to get to know. So I would meet with the person, spend a bit of time with them. Not a lot, but you know, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. I'd want my staff to meet them. Sometimes we did group interviews where we would meet people. If there was a lot of applicants, we would meet 10 or 15 people in a group. You probably can't do that right now, but it's definitely something that we would do, and just to meet the group, talk about the job description, let the candidates see our office, and then whoever was interested, we'd have them come back for a second interview. At the second interview, that's when I would get more specific and I would review the resume with them. I'd have my staff participate and in the interview process. And then later I'd get an impression from my staff on what they thought about the candidate. And then we'd narrow it down to maybe three people that we thought were best suited for the job. And we would contact them and have them come back for a third interview. So with the third interview, basically we're discussing the hours, the wages, any other bonuses or compensation. So we're really getting down to the negotiation part of making sure that this is going to be a good fit. And we'll hire someone at that point, and then usually give them a probationary period. It'll depend on your area, but we always gave a 90-day probationary period to make sure that we had a good fit. When should you hire another professional? Well, when you're overbooked and you've got your clinic as efficient as it can be, that's a good time to hire another professional. And that could be, that would be someone else in your profession that you could train and offload some of your patients to. And at our advanced webinar, we'll talk more about who you should offload. So at this free webinar, we're just gonna keep it simple, but for our advanced paid webinar, you can learn more about the type of patients you should be offloading and the procedures. If you want to expand and have other services, that would be like multidisciplinary services. That's a good time to hire other professionals. And if you're looking to expand to other locations, that's a good time to hire. I like to get as much out of the clinic as possible. So you can only work so many hours. So once you get to a point where you want to expand the hours of the clinic, but you're not personally willing to do any more work, that's a good time to expand. So let's say the clinic is open 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. I mean, that would be ideal for clinic hours. So what do you look for in another professional? Well, you look for somebody with similar values to you. And the only way to know if they have similar values is to ask them questions about their value system, ask them questions about past experiences, when they had to share their values, who they are, why they became a health professional in the first place. And then you want to share your mission and vision for the practice and what you want to see from your team going forward. So you want to be really clear about that, because it gives the candidate an opportunity to say, yes, I'm in, or no, this isn't for me. You want a team player, someone who's going to be synergistic with your other staff. I use a simple formula of 1 + 1 = 3. That's what you're looking for. And this person may turn into being a future partner of yours. They may take over your practice. They might buy it from you. They may buy into the practice and be a partner. So there's a lot of potential when you choose the best people to work with you. You could use a service like a professional recruiting service to help you hire. Again, you'd want to be very specific with them about what you're looking for, and they would save you time in exchange for a fee for doing that. They would do the background checks and make sure that the reference checks were good. They would check on the competitive salary in order to get that person over to your clinic. For a new graduate, they would recruit the best grads. And what I mean by the best grads is the ones that are going to best suit your clinic. They may not be the grads that have the highest marks or worked at a certain type of clinic, but you want to find people that are going to be a good fit for you. So you want to be really specific when you're looking for that person, as well as giving the instructions to a recruiting agency. And then, of course, somebody who's looking to relocate could be a good candidate for you too, because if they're interested in your area, they may relocate. You might get a really wonderful professional that just wants to live in your area and is looking for a good opportunity. When you are getting busy in your clinic and your staff is helping you, but you're not able to spend as much time leading your staff, whether it's staff meetings or reviewing processes or procedures, that's a good time to hire an office manager. An office manager has more responsibility than the administrative staff. Sometimes it's good to hire from within so you can promote one of your admin people, but sometimes they don't have the experience or the qualifications to be a manager. You want somebody with leadership skills, maybe somebody who's worked in another clinic that has been a very good manager. This person's going to turn into your right-hand person. You're going to be able to delegate tasks to them. They're going to be able to work with your administrative staff. They're a liaison between your staff and the professionals. So they're going to work between the two parties to make sure that the patient's needs are getting met and the clients have good care. And they're also going to be a liaison between the owners and the professional and administrative staff in the clinic. So they play a very important role, and you want to find a very good person to be your right-hand person, your office manager. If you're interested in learning more about hiring, we have a few options for you. The first one is we're offering you an initial consultation, and that's a free 15-minute consultation. We've been doing them for the past few months, and they've been very successful. You'll find the link in this post, and you can easily click on the link, book a time that best suits you, and then we can meet online on Google Meet or Zoom, or we could do a phone call. And that 15 minutes just fleshes out whether or not we would be a good fit to help you, and whether we have confidence that we can help you with your goals, dreams, and overcoming your obstacles that you have right now. Beyond that 15-minute session, we schedule 45-minute sessions, and those 45-minute sessions are usually weekly or every 2 weeks, and then we offer 15 minutes of email and text support in between the appointments. So basically, We are going to discuss the game plan at the session, and then we're going to give you support. So if there's follow-up that's necessary, you have questions, your staff has questions, we're going to give you 15 minutes of email and tech support so that we can help you along until the next call. We did start a business called Healthcare Classified, and it was because there was a lot of professionals asking us to do recruitment for them last year. And so we decided to make a website and start a separate business called Healthcare Classified. It basically covers all the clinic needs that you may have, and it gives new graduates, doctors, and therapists an opportunity to find a good fit for them. So it's a place where you can put classified ads on the website. Right now you can post an ad for free for 30 days. So go ahead and go on the website, which is healthcareclassified.com, and then post your ad, and we will follow up with you in 30 days after the free period just to see how it's going. It's a fairly new service, but it's been working quite well, and it gives clinic owners and professionals an opportunity to manage their own ads and to do their own screening of staff, put up clinics for sale, and equipment. If you're interested in an advanced webinar, you can go to our Eventbrite page and type in True North Practice Management. We have a lot of advanced webinars advertised on Eventbrite, including advanced staffing, which will be coming up in the next few weeks. So if you want to know more about hiring and get into the nitty-gritty of it, you can go and get a ticket on Eventbrite. It's a paid webinar. We will have that webinar advertised on Facebook as well, so you can get a ticket on Facebook, and then it's going to take us over to a platform where you'll be able to join us and for the paid webinar. We do have a mastermind group, and this is something we started this year, and it is a membership where you pay a monthly fee. It includes the free and paid webinars. It includes one call a month, a 45-minute call, so we will follow up with you and talk to you with 15 minutes of text and email support. And then in the meantime, we do have a Facebook group that is exclusive to the professionals in the mastermind group, and that's where we're going to be posting any relevant information, and the members can post in that group as well. So it's more of a collaborative function where you get a pass to the services that we have, as well as an opportunity to share what you're going through in your clinic and any questions you may have. I'll be the moderator of that group, and it'll provide value to health professionals on a monthly basis. You can follow us on social media. We're on a number of platforms, and we do record these webinars and have the audio available. So you can go to Instagram and Twitter at TrueNorthPM. So we've abbreviated that, and that's our handle on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, it's at True North Practice Management. On YouTube, it's the same, at True North Practice Management. And our podcast, it's called Health Professional Success. It's on Apple, it's on Google, and it's on Spotify. So you can catch that podcast with these recordings at Health Professional Success. And our website, www.truenorthpracticemanagement.com. So I want to thank you for joining us today for our webinar. Please join us for future webinars. We have weekly webinars for health professionals. We're booking about 6 weeks out, so you'll see the next 6 weeks of webinars on our Facebook page. So like our page, go to the events tab, and you're going to see the upcoming webinars. And then, of course, you can go over to Eventbrite to see the advanced paid webinars. You can contact us, you can message us, or you can go on our website and send us an email where you can join the mastermind group. And then the one-on-one coaching, I'm going to put a free link for a 15-minute consultation in this post. And then you can just click on that, schedule a time that's convenient for you. We'll see if our service is a good fit for you and your clinic. And we look forward to talking to you soon. For you to join us in one of those, one of our webinars or mastermind group, or at the next webinar coming up in a week's time.